To start off with, two excerpts of Programs with Ray Hill, a 1975 interview he did with sex researcher C.A. Tripp.
I've spent a good bit of time going over the book the last several days, and generally I was very impressed. The earlier reviews, I think, misrepresented a lot in the book. I think that Dr. Tripp was accused by some for ignoring female homosexuality, whereas I found that he covers female homosexuality as broadly as anyone does. Did you have any trouble getting information on female homosexual behavior?
No, I think your statement is fair in a way. It's true that the book has more about males in it than about females, but it is also true that the book tries to deal with sexual matters, whatever they are, at a fairly delicate, careful level. And the truth is that at that level, we really have to wait for a female researcher to come along before we can get that close to female sexuality. On the broader issues, the book is quite heavy on female material. Any book that's been published in the last 8 years that has more about women in it than this one, but I don't want to sound too defensive.
Well, no, I think you're entirely right. There's just not available the research on female homosexual behavior as there is on male homosexual behavior.
Not only that, but there are huge and important areas that homosexuality is involved in that women are not at all involved in. For example, the politics of homosexuality. There's not a case on record of a lesbian ever being involved in a homosexual scandal, for example.
Mm-hmm. Right, historically. Interesting term, homosexual matrix. A nice approach, I thought. Could you explain for the listener what the matrix approach?
Right. Matrix in this use really means the whole context in which homosexuality occurs or is operative. For example, something of its history, its biology, its sociology, its political ramifications, and much internal detail about it. There is another sort of secret reason, one might say, for the matrix concept, and that is it tries for a very ambitious target. That is to give the reader a framework, as well as plenty of information, a framework into which he can insert any example that he may see in his life or any newspaper report that he may hear in the future. You'll have a framework to fit it into so that it won't be an isolated instance.